Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready for Listen and Learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn all about the Og family. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay? All right, let's get started. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. And I'll write my name. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. You're going to see a picture at the top of your page. I'm going to sound out a word, and I want to see if you can find it in the picture. Ready? Og. Og. Hog. Hog is a word that belongs in the Og word family. The Og word family has the short O sound, ah, 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 and the ending sound, g, 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 hog. So when we put a h in front of Og, we get hog. Do you see two hogs in our picture? Do you see the big one? The big one. Let's color the big one gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your black crayon and color really lightly, or you can use your pencil. I'm using my black crayon and I'm just going to color really lightly. So we'll color the big hog gray. Hog is a word that belongs in the Og word family. Can you tell me all three sounds in the word hog? Tell me all three sounds. Good. Og. Og. Starts with an H, and then we have A, which is O, and then we have G, which is G. So H-O-G spells hog, and Og is our word family. And we are coloring the big hog gray. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Okay, let's color the little hog pink. He's got mud on him. Try to go around the mud so we can color the mud later. Try and go around the mud. Color the little hog pink. So there's a big hog and a little hog. Now, I am going to tell you a nonsense word. First, I'm going to ask if you can figure it out. This is a nonsense word that belongs in the Og family. Ready? Can you take away the in hog and change it to z? Take away the in hog and change it to z. What do you get? Zog, which is a complete and total nonsense word, but it belongs in the family. Hog, zog. The hog was next to the zog. I'm making it up. I don't know what a zog is, all right? But it belongs in the family. It ends the same way as hog. Take two more seconds for the little hog. Two, one. Put down your pink crayon. Now, boys and girls, here's another word, and you might not know it, but you're going to learn it today. Ready? B-O-G. B-O-G. Bog. Do you know what a bog is? It's wet, muddy, soft ground. Do you see the hogs? They're in the bog. It's wet, muddy, soft ground. That's a bog. You don't want to go in one. It's gross. It's wet, muddy, soft ground. Let's color the bog that they're standing in brown. Go ahead and color. It looks like mud. It's a bog. I know, it's weird, but it also belongs in our word family. So now we have three words. One's a nonsense word, but we have hog and bog and zog. The hogs were in the bog. When you have words in the same word family, they rhyme because they end the same. Hog and zog and bog all end with og. So they rhyme and they belong in the same family. Okay, while you have your brown crayon, let's color the mud on the little hog brown. While you've got your brown crayon, color in those mud splatters on the little hog with your brown crayon. He got muddy in the bog. He got muddy in the bog. Do you see the small little mud by the little animal in the front of your page? It's little, by the little dog. Do you see that? That's a little bog. Let's color that brown too. That's more mud, more bog, more yucky stuff. Wet, soft, muddy ground. Can you tell me all the sounds in bog? Tell me all the sounds. There's three of them. Good. B-A-G. Bog. Excellent. All right, take three more seconds with your brown crayon. Three, two, one. Okay, boys and girls, here we go. Look at your page. Do you see any other objects that would belong in the og word family? Me too. Do you see d-a-g? D-a-g. Dog. Yes, there are two of them. Let's look at the big one. Let's color the big dog black. If you don't have a black crayon, you can use your pencil and it can be kind of gray. So let's color the big dog black. I'm going to color lightly so I don't cover up some of his features, but we're going to color this big dog black. So boys and girls, dog belongs in the og word family. Do you hear og at the end of dog? Can you tell me all the sounds that you hear in dog? There are three of them. D-a-g. Excellent. So the dog is near the bog. There's a hog near the bog, near the dog. Remember, when you have words in the same word family, they can rhyme. I love to sing words that rhyme. Okay, I have a big black dog. I'm going to put down my black crayon. I'll give you three more seconds. Three, two, one. All right, see the little dog? Let's color him yellow. Let's make him a yellow lab just for fun. Yeah? All right, little dog is going to be yellow. So color the little dog yellow. This little dog, he looks to be on the run. There's another way to say run with a word in the og family. Ready? J-O-G. J-O-G. Jog. Looks like the little dog is going for a jog. He's on the move. He's running somewhere. He's heading for the bog. Jog belongs in the og word family. Tell me the sounds in jog. J-O-G. Jog. Good. What word will we have if we take away the J in jog and change it to F? Fog. Fog is low clouds, kind of when you can't see across the street. There, it looks like the clouds are on the ground. That's fog. Take two more seconds for your yellow dog. Two, one. Look at your picture. Do you see any more objects that would belong in our og word family? Yes. Og. Log. Log. There are two of them. Let's color the log at the top of our page, which has leaves and grass near it. Let's color that one first. We're going to color it brown because a log is usually brown. So go ahead and color the log with the leaves and the grass brown. But don't color the leaves and the grass brown. We'll color the log brown, and then we'll color the leaves and the grass what color? Green, you got it. Okay, log. Can you tell me the sounds in log? Three of them. Yes, O-A-G, log. All right, I put down my brown crayon. I'm ready for my green leaves and my green grass. So the log is next to the bog, and in the bog, I see a hog. I don't know why I'm singing in a bow voice. Two more seconds for those green leaves and that green grass. Two, one, let's color the log next to the big dog. Brown. Color the log next to the big dog. Brown. See the big log in the front? It's at the bottom of the picture next to the big black dog. Color it brown. Okay. I'm almost finished. I hope you are too. Take about three more seconds. Three, two, one. All right, find your pencil. We are going to do some work at the bottom of our page. If you look at number one, you're going to see a row of pictures going across the page. I am going to say what the picture name is, and then I want you to circle it if it belongs in our og family. Ready? Number one is a picture of fog. Og. Yes, that belongs in our og family. Circle it. Okay, scoot across. That girl is going on a j-og. J-og. Jog. Circle it. Jog belongs in our og word family. Remember, the dog was going on a jog in the bog. All right, next picture, zip. Zip. No, don't circle that. That does not belong. How about the next picture? Ham. Yummy. Let's put it on a sandwich. Ah, ham. No, leave that alone. Oh, the next picture, dog. Yes, dog. It's another type of dog. I wonder if that's spots on it or mud on it like our poor little hog. Scoot across. What about pen? P-e-n. No, don't circle that. That does not belong in our og family. All right, let's check. You should have circled fog, the girl going for a jog, and the dog. Awesome. All right, let's move down to number two. Let's read the word. Let's sound out the letters. Ready? F-og. F-og. Fog. And look what's circled. Will you trace the circle? What are we tracing? What letters? The circle is around the O and the G. That's our word family. O-G is our og word family. Scoot over. We have the beginning sound for fog. F is already there. We need to write our missing word family. Ah, O, G, G, fog. Now scoot over. We got to write the whole word by ourselves. Ready? F, A, O, G, G. Check it. You should have F, O, G, fog. Nice. All right, let's scoot down to number three. Let's sound it out. Let's read it. J, A, G. J, A, G. Jog. Awesome. All right. Circle. Trace that circle of the og letters. O-G says og. Scoot over. We have the beginning sound, j. We need to finish writing og. O-G. Jog. Scoot over. Let's write jog, j, all by ourselves. O-G. G. Check it. You should have J-O-G. All right. Here we go. Number four. What is that? It's a log. We're going to write the word log. Ready? What's the first sound? Well, L-O-G. Log. Check it. You should have L-O-G. Can you circle the two letters in the og family? What are the two letters that make up our family? O and G. Circle those for me. Okay, scoot across. What do we have? We're not going to write pig because that doesn't belong in our og family. What are we going to write? Hog. Ready? H-A-O-G. Check it. You should have H-O-G. Will you circle the two letters that make up our Og family? What are they? O-N-G. You got it. You did it. It's like you know every single thing there is to know about the Og family. You're incredible. It's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.